Man Show, Thursday, 7 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM with your host, DJ Medi. Hey, that's me. We'll be interviewing fans, musicians from all genres and all languages, and other talents too, like photographers and videographers. We'll check out local businesses, cheap eats, and yummy treats. And also events that are happening or not happening around town. And places to go and get some fresh air. Go for a walk. And places that are still open and you can go for a shop. Although we focus on East Van, we'll be making friends everywhere and anywhere. Hi! We'll chat with skateboarders, athletes, dancers, artists, chefs, bakers, tailors, comedians. Hey, you name it, we want it. See a familiar face or a familiar place right here on the Wham Bam East Van Show. Welcome, welcome to the Wham Bam East Van Show. I'm your host, DJ Medi, and we're broadcasting from Simon Fraser University on unceded Coast Salish territories in beautiful Burnaby, BC, which includes the Squamish, the Musqueam, the Coquitlam, the Catsey, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations. Today, we'll be featuring a band called The Furniture. We interviewed them at Red Gate during the Jesse Labordet's album release show with Colin Pearson and Dear Vandal. So we'll definitely be playing their songs as well later on in the show. But for right now, let's get to know The Furniture. Here's Taking Nothing Away on CJSF.
Welcome to CJSF 90.1 FM. Please introduce yourself.
My name's Lana, and I play drums.
I'm Johnny Wildcat, I play guitar.
I'm
Aramis, I play bass and sing.
And you sing, amazing. Okay, and how would you describe your music?
Ooh, loud, spontaneous, there's some fun stuff. Emotional. I don't know how to describe it. I hope people like it.
Yeah,
it's like sometimes quiet, sometimes loud, sometimes fast, sometimes slow.
Yeah,
there's like a very loud, quiet loudness too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. A loud quietness.
Awesome. All right. Now I want you guys to each think of one of your favorite songs and tell me about it.
My favorite song is called Fight because it's really aggressive, kind of like a raw punk song, and they only play it on my birthday or New Year's Eve.
Because so it's my least favorite song.
It's her least favorite song, but it is such a good song. And it's kind of just a reckless, freeing rock and roll punk song.
It's really intense right from the beginning, so I think that's why I kind of shy away from it, because it's like, it's just so intense right away.
And I think it's so special because I only get to play it twice a year.
Just on your birthday. When else do you get it?
And New Year's.
Oh,
we got to do it at
New Year's.
Yeah, it's called Fight, and it's on our band camp.
What's your favorite?
No, that's a good question. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I like Sea Monster.
Oh.
We didn't play that live today.
We didn't play it today.
Yeah, we didn't play it today.
I always fucked up that field, so I'm always like, let's not do Sea Monster.
It's amazing. Yeah. That's a very emotional
a really good song
for me.
Yeah.
All right.
My song, my favorite song is probably Wrecking Fireball Bridge.
Oh.
The one I didn't want to play tonight.
But you
did. We didn't play that tonight either.
But I love that. But, like, when we don't want to play a song, we just laugh about it. We're like, you don't want to do it.
We all get like a veto also when we play, because there's like a certain energy, and if you just feel like, oh, I just can't like nail it or whatever, it's like the feeling. We each have a veto. And we've never had a problem with it.
Yeah. All right. Now let's talk about your influences. All right. Now,
oh my God.
Maybe let's think about your first concert.
Tears for Fears.
Tears for Fears.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was really awesome. Like, that was the first big concert. Yeah.
And we found a local Vancouver band covering a Tears for Fears song. And OMG, I did not know that the song Mad World was originally by Tears for Fears. Did you? I always thought it was from that Donnie Darko movie. Anyways, here's Annika and Pete. And you might know Annika from Annika and the Earthlings Band. Here's the acoustic version of Mad World on CJSF.
Joe Satriani. That was a big concert for me.
Did he pull you up on stage, man?
No. Oh!
Tori Amos gave him a hug.
Oh, so Tori Amos.
Come on. He's had
And so Keys put down
Tori. Yeah, but also like fucking Charles from Pixies.
What also about Frank totally Black?
Frank Black.
This is a whole other
phone number.
You know what?
And he's just sitting on that.
We have favorite versions of Johnny's favorite shows.
Yes. Yeah. I'll call Frank up right now.
Satriani.
All right. What was one of your first concerts?
Oh my God. One of my first concerts was Jerry Lee Lewis.
That takes a cake.
Did he try to marry you?
I would have married him, probably. Aww. He was creepy and old, playing piano.
You're not his cousin.
I would have done it. I know, yeah.
You're not related.
We weren't related, so it didn't happen. No, then it was probably Skid Row.
Wow, Skid Row, dang. Well, we have a Romanian band called the Iron Cross. They just performed in Vancouver at the Cobalt in April, and we're going to play their cover of 18 and Life. It's a classic. Let's go.
Ricky was a young boy. He had a heart of stone. Live 9 to 5 and walk his fingers through the bone. Just barely out of school. Came from the edge of town. Fought like a switchblade, so no one could take him down. No, he had no money. No good at home.
Skid Row had opened for Bon Jovi, but I didn't care for Bon Jovi at all.
Yeah.
What is it? 18 and Life.
But I was like obsessed with Skid Row at the time. Yeah. And I was pretty little. But amazingly, then like so many years after, I got to see Sebastian Bach play Jesus in Jesus Christ Superstar.
Oh my god.
And that was
I loved all that.
That was really fulfilling.
That whole soundtrack
that was
really so like amazing.
25 years later.
All right, and we're here in East Vancouver and Redgate. You played an amazing set. Yes, yeah, tell me, what do you love about East Van?
Oh my god, well, it's where we've existed, lived, worked.
It's where we're from. It's where we rehearse, we work, we play.
Yeah, all our lives are.
You gotta check out Lana Luz in Lana
Luz.
Lana Luz,
I'm the Lana.
Best friend. Yes.
Yeah.
And tell me about your other bands.
I sing in a band called The Get Arounds, and now I also drum in my old punk band called 10 Days Late.
Both amazing bands.
Yeah, they're both a lot of fun. And all three bands I'm in are very different. And so, I mean,
ours
I have
is
three
the best,
shows.
Though, I'm pretty sure.
Yes, I really love the furniture.
The furniture is so great. Yes, and I do recall that you guys won a whammy way back in
we
the
won
day.
Two.
We won two.
No, we won more
two.
Than one. You got one. You got two.
We have.
I have
like,
one at home.
That's amazing that you kept that. Oh my gosh!
Back
yeah.
in the whammies. Oh, I have.
Mine's
still
the best
on my
alternative.
Wall.
I think.
Yeah, yay. And we got best pop. We got a second year of best alternative because we had the different colors. Yeah. We've got a gold one, a blue one, and a brown one.
And we got one that was like best gold, drummer.
Blue, best brown. Drummer. Awesome.
I don't remember that category, but if there was a category, you definitely would get it.
Thank you so much, Furniture, for coming on the Wham Bam East Van Show. Wham Bam
East Van!
Thank you.
was Sea Monster and Wrecking Fireball Bridge from the Furniture's album, It's People, period. All right, next up, we're going to play some more music from bands who performed at the Jesse Labordet's album release show at Redgate. And I have to warn you, there is an F-bomb in the second song. So listener's discretion is advised. Let's get to a break first and then more music coming your way.
CJSF is looking for new volunteers to come in and make radio. No experience is necessary. You can learn to DJ, edit sound, produce news, make posters, and host your own show. Come out to a weekly station orientation to get involved. Orientation times can be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.